Dennis, a $26 billion foreclosure settlement agreement is reached by 49 states, all except Oklahoma. 750,000 people could receive checks under the plan, and another million could see their mortgages reduced. Kip Lohr with Lohr Real Estate, which specializes in short sales, doesn't believe the program will help many in Central Oregon.
As far as write-downs on principal, this is going to excite a lot of homeowners, but really here in Central Oregon, homeowners are upside down, you know, up to $100,000, $200,000 in some cases. And the federal government's only allowing up to $20,000 per loan to be written down. And that essentially is not going to help a whole lot of folks here in Central Oregon.
The agreement is with the five biggest banks related to foreclosure abuses: Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citi, Wells Fargo, and Ally Financial. The director of the Oregon Center for Public Policy has some cautions about legislation dubbed as the Facebook tax bill. Chuck Sheketoff says he's neutral on the bill that gives Facebook and other similar companies tax certainty when they locate in enterprise zones. Sheketoff says he hopes state lawmakers don't rush into this and pass a bill that could hurt us later.
In granting this property tax exemption for Facebook, I hope the legislature is designing it carefully so that in 5 or 10 years, as technology evolves, they're not creating a huge loophole for other entities to run through.
The bill is backed by Mike McLean of Powell Butte and is also part of a larger effort to draw other big data centers to Oregon. It's already gained bipartisan support and the backing of the governor. A committee hearing was held on Wednesday. State Representative Jason Conger of Bend voted in favor of a bill that extends a state program for seniors who can't pay their property taxes. Like a reverse mortgage, the program allows seniors to draw off of their equity to pay their taxes. Conger says he doesn't want to see some seniors forced out of their homes when there is a pretty easy fix.
It's also good for society, for people who are living independently, to continue to live in their own homes as long as they possibly can. It keeps them off safety nets and, I think, keeps them healthier and happier and gives them longer lives with better quality of life.
Conger says in 2011, the state found that there wasn't enough money for the program because too many seniors who used it also had reverse mortgages, which dried up the funding for the tax lien program. A 2011 bill told seniors they couldn't do both, but this new bill would delay that restriction on reverse mortgage holders. A Bend financial advisor is reacting to the big news out of Greece. Tyler Simonas with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management in Bend says austerity measures announced today didn't seem to move the market. He says people in the U.S. are watching it closely because everything is so interconnected.
You know, Jamie Dimon, who runs J.P. Morgan Chase, is one of the smartest guys in the bank sector, doesn't think a Greek default would have a material impact on this country or our banks. So, and I tend to agree with him. I mean, Greece as an economy, is really, really small. I mean, it's probably the size of Ohio or Michigan. So it's not really that big of a deal.
Some analysts say investors seem to be looking past Greece now and focusing more on issues closer to home, specifically the slow economic recovery and the future direction of the Federal Reserve. The 5A state champion Mountain View Cougars now has a new leader. Athletic Director Dave Hood proudly announced today that Brian Crum has been chosen as the new head football coach. Hood says there was an outstanding applicant pool.
And Brian stood out. He's on our staff currently. He's on our teaching staff. He is an unbelievable educator, just one of our top teachers. And we felt very comfortable with him at the helm that he could manage everything. Just really like his style. He's one of the most organized people I've ever met.
Hood says Crum has been involved in the Mountain View football program for about 4 years and understands the importance of conditioning. He says the kids encouraged Crum to apply for the job and that played a part in his decision to do so. For more details on these stories, you can go to KBND.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.